De Zuid-Israëlische stad Sderot werd ongekend hard getroffen tijdens de aanval van 7 oktober op Israël door Hamas. Het lokale politiebureau werd met de grond gelijk gemaakt en honderden mensen raakten gewond en tientallen stierven die dag. De hele stad werd geëvacueerd. Hoe is het om burgemeester te zijn van een stad die zo hard is geraakt en om ook vandaag blijvend te worden geconfronteerd met de oorlog in Gaza? Bij mij aan tafel Alon Davidi, burgemeester van Sderot. Alon, welkom.
Hi.
It's good to have you here. Why did you come to the Netherlands? Because you're here for a few days?
Yes, I came because I visit the community, the Christian community that support Israel, support the city of Sderot.
Yeah.
I have many delegations that come and visit us, especially in the beginning of the war, a few days after the 7th of October. A few years ago, I've been here. Mm-hmm. It's always amazing to me to see how much you work with like a big community, war community, and especially, you know, to see people that they are not Jewish, not live in Israel, so speak Hebrew. Some of them even that keep Shabbat and yeah. Pesach.
So there is a strong connection between Sderot and the Christians for Israel.
Yes, yes. I think that we have a very, very good connection
yeah.
with Neverland, with your organization and many organizations in the United States. And I think that's very, very important because we see that especially in the last few weeks, we see all the hate that yeah. come from many countries. We see what's happened with Hague and the international
court of justice, yeah.
And to, that he say that Netanyahu, the prime minister, is the same with Sinwar. It's so sad to mm-hmm. see how much people not understand the situation
no.
and how much people not understand that the Hamas is the bad guy.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that, of course, later. Let's focus now on what the past few days has been in the news, that Norway, Spain and Ireland are planning to officially recognize the Palestinian state. They said that they will recognize it on the 28th of May. What do you think about their decision?
Stupid, evil, so stupid to give them a prize.
Mm-hmm.
You give a prize to the Hamas, because now what Hamas will think? That the Hamas send 3,000 people to murder, to rape, to kill innocent people in Israel. He make this attack about it, Israel. And mm-hmm. now this country...
It feels for them like a reward.
Yes, then mm-hmm. they give him a reward. They said that you get your goal. So I think it's very, very stupid, and I want to say to the leadership of this country, remember this day, because mm-hmm. when organizations like Hamas, Hezbollah, and ISIS, and all the organizations that work with Iran will do whatever they want to do, because they're not just hate Jewish, they hate the Christian world, mm-hmm. they hate the free world, they want to control every place, and I hope that I will say to them, remember this day,
yeah.
that you give a prize to Hamas, see what's happening in the future, because if they have the chance, they will blow Neverland, they will blow England, blow United States, we see what's happened with the twins in the United States, we see what's happening in London.
Warning,
it's a warning.
Yeah. Tell me about Sderot before the war. What kind of city was it?
Beautiful, beautiful yeah. city, wonderful city, warm community, people that really, really love to live there. We have a very, very nice place. Sderot is actually in the last 10 years, I am the mayor, and we almost doubled the population of the town.
How many people live in Sderot?
Now we have almost 40,000 people. When I became to be a mayor, it was something like 20,000. Mm-hmm. So it's a city that even though that we suffer from terror, and we suffer from terror, we suffer from rocket, we suffer from many things before
also
the 7th.
Before October 7th.
Before the 7th of mm-hmm. October. I see this is example about faith. If you believe in God, if you believe that the promised land is belong to the Jewish nation, if you believe that when you stay in the city of Sderot, you give a good example, a good ambassador to the free world to mm-hmm. show that how you behave against evil, against the terror, against Hamas, it's wonderful. Most yeah. of my actually all my kids born in Sderot. I have 7 kids, 5 daughters and two sons, from 12 to 26. Most of them born to the situation of terror. We have it almost 23 years. So I invite you everyone. And really?
Still to come there.
People
come. But the city is also known for its many bunkers. Eh? It's also called the bunker capital of the world because of all the rocket attacks as you describe. Why do people still want to live there? Why did the population double even though there was constant rocket attacks?
I think that you know that many people hear about what's happened in the last few years in Israel, or they argue about the court, about many things. In Sderot, because the terror, maybe because we see that the rocket, when Hamas shoot them from Gaza to our city, it's not direct missile. So we see that people hate you and they don't know you. And I think that what's happening in the city of Sderot, that people start to talk everyone together. Mm-hmm. We have a very, very warm
community. It's a close community.
Very, very close community. Mm-hmm. The municipalities work very hard. We invest a lot of big budget about education, about community, about the life of the people, about the service of the service that we give to the people. And they have a few benefits from the government if you move to Sderot, like free taxes and mm-hmm. things like that. So people, and especially what's happened, you know, that in the past it was just Sderot. Now it's almost all the Negev that suffer from the rockets.
Yeah.
So people said, yeah, I want to find and live in a good place for my family, a good education.
Then they choose Sderot. So did you ever have contact as a city or the people in Sderot, did you ever have contact with people from Gaza?
Not with the leadership of the, not with the municipality, but you know that in the last 2 years, the government of Israel allowed to more than 20,000 people come every day from Gaza to work.
And also to Sderot?
They work in Sderot. It was very difficult to the people in Sderot because you know that they, in the evening we suffer from rocket, in the morning we see the people that come from Gaza. When people ask me, I said, maybe it will be a good idea to help them with the economic. But we see that what's amazing me is I hear that they make a poll about with the citizens of Gaza, and more than 85% from the population there think that what the Hamas done in 7th of October it's a good thing. Mm. They're encouraging.
It's very double feeling.
So, yes.
Yeah. So how did you wake up on October 7th?
Actually, the 7th of October in the Israeli tradition is Simchat Torah. It's a celebration. And I'm born 50 years ago in the middle of Yom Kippurim war.
Yes.
In the 73. So in Simchat Torah, all my family come, my mother and my son with his wife and the sister of my wife. So we've been many, many people in the house in celebration of the Simchat Torah and celebration of my birthday. And in the morning, something like 6:40, then we start to hear, we sleep, everyone will sleep. And we start to hear the alarm system, the red collar. And we run to the shelter. So just imagine
that there is a rocket attack.
Yes, imagine 25 people in the same house run to the small shelter, and we go inside. We close the door, and we hear all the bombing and all the eating in the city. After a few minutes, we go outside and to see in the sky where it's happened, and we start to hear a noise of shooting. In the first morning, I said, okay, maybe there's some battle in the border or maybe in Gaza, I don't know where. We never dreamed that it will come to our city. So after a few minutes, I called to my secretary guy from the municipality. He picked me up with his car. We go and start to move in the city. I go to the special room that we have with the camera, with all the phone, with all the team. And I start to see a picture of tender of pickup of terrorists that come inside the city.
In the
yeah, we see it in yeah. the camera. People start to send us. Actually, in the normal time, the army is the is you need to give us the message that mm-hmm. something will happen. And it was very, very difficult because I was the man that called to the army and said, look, we have a terrorist in Sderot.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very tough moment to see so many terrorists, more than 60 terrorists that come and start to murder all the people that been outside in the street. They shoot, they shoot RPG to cars, and they after a few moments, they decide to conquer the police station, mm-hmm. and they go to the police station. So all the special small unit from the municipality and a few people go with weapon and with guns and go against them in the to the police station.
Yeah.
The picture was so bad because yeah. they shoot everyone. They yeah. shoot more than, they kill more than 70 people in the city. Wow. 70 people, yeah. innocent people. They did not know them.
No.
They did not go to conquer some bases of army. They tried to conquer Sderot.
But you're the mayor of this city that was so harshly attacked. So what did you think at that moment? Were you in control or not at all?
No, in the end, in this moment, I don't think about anyone. Mm-hmm. I left my family. Actually, I see my wife 2 days after, and I'm very, very, my house is very, very close to the building of the municipality, but I focus just one thing.
Yeah.
First is to find help from the army, from the police, from many organizations that they will come to the city of Sderot. And second, this was the very, very smart thing that we done. We start to send a lot of messages, a lot of call to the people of Sderot. Please, please stay inside the house. Please, I want to explain. Mm-hmm. Sderot is not like if you will have a sirens is here in your town, you will feel that this is something new.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not go outside from the shelter because you will say this is different.
But in the city, people are used to it.
Yes, yeah. And because that many of the people, few moments after and Sderot is a big place. It's mm-hmm. not a village, so you can find in the city of Sderot that one street the terrorists would been there, and another street people don't understand.
Yeah.
So our mission was to first say to the people, stay hot home, stay in the shelter, close the light, close whatever you can, and be with a cell phone inside the room and wait. And people wait. People wait more than 3 days. Hmm. Imagine three days. People stay without food, without water, without electricity. It was very, very difficult.
Yeah.
So after a few hours, the special unit from the police and the special unit from the army start to come to the city, make a battle, a very, very tough battle against the terrorists that go inside the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I want to say that even it was a very, very dark day, you see a lot of light. Light of hero, light of people that decide that they will not stay at home. They go, if someone have a weapon, mm-hmm. he go on the street, kill terrorists. We see a hero of soldier and a lot of people that really go inside
yeah.
the street. Even they shoot to them because they need to go with the car and take someone that
yeah,
we...
Yeah, they're heroes.
Yes.
Yeah. So how did the city finally be free of the terrorists? Because you say
so,
they were in the shelter for
yes,
3 days.
Yes, yes. And so actually in the first day, I think that in the end of the day, it was something like 2,000 soldiers in the city.
Yeah.
And what the army and the police done, we go every street and check and check and check every place.
Mm.
After 3 days, we see that we killed all the terrorists that been inside the city and run away, surround the city.
Yeah.
I think that the very, very tough moment of my life was the Motzei Shabbat in the evening after Shabbat, after Saturday. We need to cover the body in the bag. And it was very, very tough to me to see. I cover more than 20 people, women that from that service in the police station.
That were killed by Hamas.
Yes, and many, many people. It was very, very hard. So after 3 days, we find a way to Jerusalem, Tel Aviv. It's not the front way of Sderot, because the front of Sderot is very, very close to Gaza. Mm. So we do it in the behind of the city, and we start to open it, and many, many people left the city.
Yeah, because the city was evacuated.
Yes, we evacuated the city.
People were staying behind.
Yes, not in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I need to make a pressure on the government to give us the permission and the help to rent a hotel to the people. Mm-hmm. So after 1 week, we evacuated more than 30,000 people. And yeah. I was the first mayor all of the history of the States of Israel. Mm-hmm. From the moment that established, there was never a time that complete city need to evacuate outside from the city.
And then you were the mayor of a city where nobody was living anymore.
Yes, I'm a mayor of city without citizen, and a mayor of citizen without a city.
Yeah,
it was very tough to see, go around the city to see that it was empty.
Yeah,
empty,
nobody
empty.
Was there.
And from that moment, we start to work with the people, and I need to help them. People run away without food, without clothes, without anything.
Even though they were everywhere in the country, you
yes,
have to?
Yes, I rent more than 120 hotels all over Israel, in Eilat, in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem, in the Dead Sea area, in Netanya. I take all my workers and we start to establish every place. Like example, if I have 10,000 people that been in Eilat, I need to take care about the education system. Mm-hmm. I need to create school, kindergarten, welfare system, resilient to help them with the therapies, to help them with the post-trauma. We need to feed them. We actually even clean the clothes that the people...
The laundry.
Yeah.
But then it took months before the first resident returned to Sderot. When can you, as a mayor, say, now it's safe enough for the people
to come back?
No,
I cannot say it. I cannot say it never. It was like that. Until the end of February, the army don't allow to open school. Mm-hmm. He said that it's not safe.
Yeah.
But in the beginning of March, they said you can do it. So it was a problem for me, because for one side I cannot say to you, okay, now come back, because I know it's not safe. And another option, I cannot say to you, stay outside, because to stay in hotel, 1 week, 2 weeks, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But to stay 5 months, you see that many of the children not go to the school. Many of the family divorce each other.
Yeah.
Business will fall down. So I make a decision with the government that we allow to the people to do whatever they want. If they want to come back to the city of Sderot, they can.
Yeah, but
if they want to stay outside, stay.
Can the residents of your city ever be confident again that they can live in safety and freedom?
If we will not win and will not destroy Hamas and Jihad, we can't.
No.
We can't. Because that I'm support, because that I'm always speak with the government, the defense minister, and always go and interview in the TV and the radio and say to the people, look, we must do 3 things. One is to finish the job, is to finish and continue the war against Hamas and do whatever we can to destroy them. This is one. Second, I look at you and I see all the picture of the hostages.
Yeah.
That in Gaza we have one of the citizens of Sderot. But this is the second thing, that we need to do whatever we can to bring them back.
Yeah.
The third thing is to make sure that something like 7th of October will not happen again. And if we want to do it, we need to know that we will need to control Gaza. I don't know if in the citizen issue, but in about the security, the army need to stay there until the Hamas will not be there, and maybe another regime will be there.
Yeah, there has also been a lot of criticism on the army and the authorities. How could 7th of October happen? How come that it was such a surprise to Israel? What is your viewpoint on that?
I think that the Israeli people want to live like in Europe, mm-hmm. like in United States.
What do you mean by that?
It means that we are very tired from war. We want peace. We want quiet. So I think that many of the leadership of the government, mm-hmm. many of the, and it's not depends if it's right of this if from the left, and many of the general of the army start to convince themselves that the situation is changed. Mm-hmm. Hamas will change. We will give them the permission to go outside from Gaza. We will give them food. We will feed them. We will give them electricity. We will give them money. We will allow the Qatar to give them money. Everything will be okay.
Was Israel too naive?
I think that they want to believe, and I think that they make a wrong decision. You know that if you will go to Google, you will see me. I think that I was no many mayor say what I said to the prime minister, to the defense minister, to the general of the army, the chief of the army. I say again and again, you're wrong. You're wrong. You must beat Hamas. You must order the IDF to go inside to Gaza and contain Gaza for a few years just to kill and destroy Hamas and Hania and Sinwar and all of these people.
Is it possible to end Hamas?
Of course. Not the idea. Look, in the end, if someone wants to hate you, he will hate you. You cannot stop that because this is in his mind. But you can destroy the regime. You can destroy the system of him. You can destroy all the tunnels. You can destroy and kill the leadership of them.
Right.
We do it for the citizens that live in Gaza. Because if Hamas will control Gaza, they will not be free forever.
No. Let's talk about the fact that you are not just the mayor of Sderot, but you're also the father of a family. So how was it for you all these 7 months?
So beside
months?
My children, I have my wonderful and beautiful wife, Nurit. Yeah. She's a principal in high school in Be'er Sheva. We love each other and she is very, very smart. And you know that I want to say that I'm so sorry that I never said anything to her when I go outside for my house in the 7th of October. I not say anything, and after 2 days, I not talk with her, and I know that she was a very, very hero, and she organized everyone, and she take care about all the family. To be a father or mother in the city of Sderot, you have always the same very, very hard question. It's good that I grow my children in a city like Sderot. This is the very, very tough question, especially I can share with you my personal detail. I have 7 kids, three of my daughters suffer from post-trauma.
So you ask yourself,
is it worth it, and if it's good for them? Because for myself, I can make this decision for my children. But many times we talk about it in my house. We talk about it with the children. The children said, we don't want to leave Sderot. Sderot is the best for us, even that we are not that we are suffer.
Yeah.
And people suffer, and especially the children suffer. You know, you ask me why I'm coming here to Neverland now. Because we need to raise support to support them, to support the children. We are now create a project of trauma, of deal with trauma. We know that thousands of the children. In the education system, we have more than 10,000 children in the city of Sderot.
Yeah.
And each one of them suffer now. When we now make this interview, yesterday they shoot another rocket. And another rocket, it means that the children need to hide and are afraid. And because that I promised to myself that I will never stop. I will go whatever place that I can find to raise support and cooperation with the municipality to create projects. And now we raise money to build a unit of love, unit of a place that we put him in the school, in the garden of the school, that the children can go there and get a treatment with a professional therapist and work with them. And each one of the another euro and another euro It became to that I can say it, I have one unit and I need to raise 18 units for all the school. Mm. And you know that it's amazing that people ask me always, how? What we can do? We can pray. I say pray because I believe in God. People believe in God, and we believe that the Promised Land is the best place, and we need to support the people there. So I said to the people, you have the chance to be part of this of this wonderful project.
Yeah, so it's not only praying, but you can really do something to support the people.
You know that Yaakov Avinu teach us where to prepare. You need to prepare, and David, the King David, always say that God is near us. God is always go with us. Many times we not see, we not look to the right place, but you need always to pray to God that be with us. And the second is to be with the person that is near you and behind you. Mm. And I think that with that way we can make a better life and better world to the world. It's not depends if you are Christian, if you are Jewish, if you live in Neverland, if you live in Sderot, if you live in Israel. In the end, it's so obvious what is good and what is evil. Mm. And we believe in God. I think that many people that I'm meeting here believe in God. And
this is what we can do.
Yes.
I have one more question for you. How do you see the future of Sderot?
First, I want to say that the Hamas and the Jihad and all these crazy people, monster people, you will not win us. And we will never stop to develop the city of Sderot. And you know that I'm just 2 days here in Neverland, but I get courage and get so much love and so much faith that we can do it. So this is first. We will continue to develop the city. We continue to bring family. If I have the chance, I take a land from Gaza and build there the city of Sderot. But I want to say to the people of Gaza and the people that think that they support the people of Gaza, you must give the chance to Israel to destroy Hamas and Jihad. After that, maybe, peace and quiet will come to the area.
Thank you very much for coming, Alan.
Thank you.
En u thuis ook bedankt voor het kijken naar deze uitzending van Christen voor Israël. En u kunt betrokken blijven bij ons werk. Ga naar cvi.nl/actueel. Daar kunt u actualiteitsartikelen vinden die u kunt lezen. Daar kunt u ook onze activiteiten vinden en ook deze uitzendingen. Zo blijft u op de hoogte en heeft u ook punten waarvoor u concreet kunt bidden voor Israël. U kunt ook deze uitzendingen niet alleen bekijken, maar ook beluisteren. Dat kan via de podcast. Als u daar meer interesse in heeft, dan kunt u ook naar onze website gaan. cvi.nl/podcast. Daar kunt u alles lezen over hoe dat precies werkt. En als u nou heel direct geïnformeerd wilt worden over onze activiteiten en over nieuws, dan kunt u zich aanmelden voor de Christen voor Israël WhatsApp kanaalservice. Als je daarover meer wilt weten, ga dan naar cvi.nl/kanaal. Nogmaals, dank voor het kijken en graag tot de volgende keer.